The terrifying ambient noise of Brooklyn itself.
What's up? Welcome to the Buff Boys Podcast. Matt Maron, Joe Gorman, our guest today, comedian Riad Carroll.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. Chilling.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not being racist. I'm not being racist when I say this. I'm being accurate. You were just at the barbershop talking about P. Diddy, right?
I wasn't talking about it. The environment around me was.
Yeah.
Was like, it felt like OJ again. Remember?
I mean,
I don't know.
P. Diddy's innocent too.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. It's like, oh man, this is a black man's world, man. Why are they getting all the black guys? And I'm just thinking because I know very little on what's going on
with the P. Diddy
stuff.
Damn, I was hoping you were going to educate us white fools on the podcast.
It was basically like sex trafficking, wasn't it? Like, it was basically like everything else in, like, you know, kind of similar to a lot of the Hollywood allegations. It was just like with P. Diddy, where he would have like these big extravagant clubs. People would have sex and he'd just film people fucking, you know.
And they were just
It turns out that people were like, some of the people that were being filmed might have possibly been underage sex trafficked young people. That's the twist.
I would hear stories about like Diddy having crazy parties. Even that, it's come out now. LeBron did like an old Instagram live back in the day where he was talking about going to Diddy's parties and how awesome the parties are. And now,
And J-Lo, remember J-Lo was dating P. Diddy for a
while? Oh, she was. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Now Ben Affleck has to bring him to justice since he was one of the last people to betray
Batman. Ben Affleck as Batman.
Yeah.
I have an obligation. You don't understand.
Yeah.
I signed a contract with WB.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, that's fucking awesome. Rodriguez, too.
Why was he in it?
No, he just dated Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking of the Avengers of Jennifer Lopez's boyfriends.
Matt just does his 12 degrees of separation for everything.
Yeah. Alex Rodriguez, who played baseball in New York, and there's a little league
Jenny from
in
the Bronx.
Bayside, New York, that I played baseball in, so we're kind of the same. I basically dated Jennifer Lopez.
No, man. How was it?
True. Alex Rodriguez, Ben Affleck. Who else is going to beat up P. Diddy now?
You think Mark Anthony would?
No. Nah, I don't think so.
Who do you think else is going to get in trouble? You know, because like,
when these major
kingpins fall, like, it's also like,
they fall in multiples.
It's like, so who else was on P. Diddy's yacht?
Oh, yeah, like the Epstein list. Is there going to be
I'll tell you somebody. Ben Stiller. Remember when Ben Stiller did the Bad Boys for Life music video with P. Diddy?
I forgot about that.
At one point, Ben Stiller's like his next door neighbor's like, I've had enough of you black guys being here listening to your loud music and whatnot. I'm an old Jewish guy. He's not like, but I'm a Jewish guy. I'm a around a Jewish guy. I don't like black people.
Was it Ben Stiller or Jerry Stiller?
It was Ben Stiller.
It was Ben Stiller.
Yeah, it sounds like his father.
I just got done watching King of Queens. So it's living rent free in my brain.
Dude, Ben Stiller is like now like the celebrity Knicks fan. I think he's always like been a Knicks fan, but now the Knicks are good. A lot of like Sam Morrill's getting a nice little boost from it. Man,
I'm,
the Knicks,
I'm there.
You're there too?
I'm being escorted out by security.
Nice. Okay.
So
come on, I just want to get within tasting distance of some of these celebrities.
Joe's jumping into the front row trying to hang out with Chris DiStefano and Sam Morrill and Mark Norman to the Knicks games.
Sam J also?
They let me kick it with them.
I don't think there's no difference between you and Sam J.
we're cut from the same cloth, baby.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. Let me sit with you guys. What is this, fucking elementary school? Oh, you can't sit here.
Yeah, fuck you're you. Too let cool me, for them, Joe.
Yeah, let me sit with them, dude. I just don't go to sporting events, dude. I'd rather stay at home and play video games. But they should all add me on the PlayStation Network, too.
Mm. Yeah.
My handle is Joe W. Gorman. Add me on PlayStation so we can play Fortnite. Like me and Riad did.
Yeah.
You guys are on Fortnite
now,
together?
We did, but I'm at my sister's house, so she has no internet.
No internet in the whole house?
No, well, it's in the back room, man. It doesn't reach out. And plus,
it's like an old school house where it's like you can't make any landline calls if somebody goes on the internet.
I didn't even know that still existed.
You got to tell the rest of the family, like, all right, nobody make a phone call. They stopped doing that in like 1990.
I've been doing a podcast with Joe for over a year, and I still sometimes believe things he says.
Matt, according to Facebook Time Hop, we've been doing a podcast for 2 years. If you count Locker Room.
Yes.
Wait, so Locker Room Talk is like the sister of Buff Boys, or it's like...
It was me, Joe, and Bobby, and then Bobby started doing his own thing, so me and Joe continued.
What a bitch.
Yeah. And now that we don't have Bobby, we realize that the show got a lot buffer. So now we're the Buff Boys.
Yeah.
You guys got a theme song?
No. There's like a little opening thing to the video.
Matt found like some public domain thing.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, this stuff's pretty good. I'm like, sure, I'll throw it in. Then once we made the video, I was like, okay, I can just use this for every video.
Yeah.
It's fine. Oops. Maybe if somebody wants to give us, like, music to use,
yeah,
we'll use it.
Do, like, the Bad Boys song, but Buff Boys. Buff Boys. Buff Boys.
That song was a fucking banger, dude.
Yeah.
Damn, nothing got me, like, Blue Lives Matter more than Compton. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a fucking banger of a theme song, and it was always, like, people doing, honestly, misdemeanors.
Yeah.
Like, somebody was, like, smoking weed on, like, a street corner, and, like, three cops fucking pin him down.
Yeah.
You know?
I think, and they did I saw some interview recently where they said they had, like, they made sure to have, like, a good amount of white people on the show that they were, like, chasing also, because they didn't want it to just be a show about white cops chasing black people. They wanted everyone to love the cops.
I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Yeah. It was still propaganda, but it was like they knew that if they did like too many of any individual race, they would get people to turn
but
on them.
They didn't have enough to trust, like, okay, well, we'll just film black cops do it, like busting crime too. Like,
there weren't really a lot of white cops.
Yeah. It was always white cops.
Right. Well, they didn't want to scare off the viewers.
Right.
Dude, let me ask you something. Are black cops cool with you?
Yeah,
like, they don't, like, try and start shit?
No, not in the way that, like, white cops would with black people when you see that. I've never had an experience
with a white cop. No, I never.
Yeah.
It seemed like they're afraid of some reason.
Now, more so now, yeah. Maybe back in the day it was a little different. Well, I also work, I haven't in a while, but I used to work a lot of security jobs, so a lot of jobs I was at, I was working, like...
Matt's basically a cop.
It was more of if
you
shit
base backwards.
Yeah. If
you have the right to remain silent.
Yeah. No. If it
he
was
said that on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it was something that I didn't want to do, or as security, like it's like, all right, I'm not going to actually fist fight this person. It's too crazy, then we would, like, call the cops.
No.
So the cops were there for, like, if shit really went down, and we were there more as, like, to, like, just as a visual deterrent, and sometimes if you could do a little thing.
Matt would call the cops if there were more than three black people in the mosh pit.
Damn.
And he's like, it's getting real dangerous, officer. You gotta send backup, please.
I am under my desk, sir.
Yeah.
Fucking cop fucking chopper pulls up on top of the concert. It's got the fucking light going.
But yeah, I haven't ever really had a bad experience with cops.
I've only had great experiences with the cops. They've always helped me out. I was like, officer, please. I don't like the fact that these black people are just like hanging out outside of the store. And they're like, no worries. No worries, law-abiding citizen, dude. Cops are awesome, dude. A cop let me hold his gun one time. I was like, hey, officer, can I take a picture for Instagram? And he was like, yeah, sure. And I was like, hold the gun. And I fucking got to fire off a couple rounds. It was pretty sick, dude.
Yeah.
They let me sit behind the wheel of the car, take the cop car for, you know, a couple of spins around.
Yeah, nice.
It was sick, dude.
It was, like, super bad.
Yeah, it's like, dude, you forget, like, they're public servants.
Yeah.
And, like, part of that is servant.
Yeah.
So they do whatever I say.
I can imagine that picture of Joe has a gun between his mouth and all the cops is like...
Yeah.
That's my headshot, is I have a gun in my mouth.
Yeah. Or the club shows.
Yeah. When I was a kid, my parents... I don't remember what I was doing. It was me and my brother just, like, causing a ruckus somewhere. My parents would always just threaten, like, if you guys keep yelling like this, we're going to call the cops, aren't you? And one time we just didn't. So they took us to a police station. Mm-hmm. And, like, now in hindsight, I was, like, 7. And I realized that parents were, like, they said to the cop, like, our kid's been misbehaving. And we told them they can get in trouble. And the cop was like, yeah. And they, like, showed us the jail cells. And, like, you could end up there if you don't listen to your parents or whatever. But it, when I was a kid, it scared the shit out of me.
That's so funny.
And my parents, I still remember the name Officer Annunucci, because my parents would always say, we're going to call Officer Annunucci, to the point where I thought this was just like a cop friend of theirs. And years later, they told me, no, we just went there that night and he was cool. And he was like, I'll fuck with your kid for you.
Damn, I would just be like, officer, sometimes my parents touch my bathing suit area. It's like, yeah, I knew all that shit to say. Like, sometimes, like, when my dad would, like, take me to the car to give me a spanking, dude, I would scream, like, this man is not my father.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Help, this man is not my father. You know how to say that kind of shit. Because it's a thing, like, they would teach you. In the 90s, like, they would always, like... every 90s kid thought they were going to be kidnapped at least once.
Yeah.
There were so many of those shows where it was like, even if they know your parents' name, it's like, hey, you're Bill and Mary's kid, right? Oh, I guess it's okay to get in your car. Mm. They would have, like, that kind of stuff for us to watch. Like, unless your parents explicitly tell you this person's going to meet you there, don't get in a car with them. And shit like that.
Yeah.
So I knew, like, to say, like, you know... Sometimes, like, kids will say help if their parents are going to give them a spanking. So what you have to say is, this man is not my father. So that's what I would always scream at my dad. Was didn't help, dude. No one did shit. My dad still beat my ass.
That's funny.
Doesn't matter now. Now I'm bigger than my dad.
There you go.
There you are.
Pathetic little fucking worm of a man. Yeah. Can you believe that, dude? What? Can you believe that shrimp of a human being beat a child, dude? And now look, dude. I can fucking beat his ass, dude.
Nice.
How the tables have turned, dude. It's like a Greek myth.
As a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Where are you from? Dude, you're from Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
Dude, Matt, like, non-white people get, like, beat constantly.
Well, he also said he never had a bad experience with the cops and doesn't know anything about P. Diddy. I thought we were breaking stereotypes here.
You are. I never had a bad experience with a white cop. Black cops, all the time.
Oh, really?
All the time. Okay. And it's not even, like a drastic thing. All right, so, you know, like, some trains, like, you gotta take the shuttle bus to, get to that stop. I did the honest thing. Well, actually, no. These two white girls were entering the bus before me, and there was two black cops. I mean, that's the best way to describe it. Two black cops. They let them on, and then I, like, pulled out my phone so I can pay. It was like, all right, you gotta pay. Like, that was like a test. And then I think 2 weeks, like last week, I was coming out of the station. There was a white cop and a black cop. They were going down. I was coming up. The black cop just, like, shoved me. Like, now, he didn't do it on purpose. He just, I'm a cop. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, and then I couldn't boss up. I know this story ain't going anywhere.
That's enough. That's enough for, I think, our viewers to determine they hate black police officers.
The most dangerous of police officers.
Yes. But, yeah, you were, you're from Brooklyn originally, right?
Yeah, from there till I was 7, my mom bought a house in Harlem.
Okay.
So we were living up there.
Yeah.
With my sisters.
Was it just you and your sisters?
Yep.
Did they get hit too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
So you've lived in New York your whole life?
Actually, I moved out when I was early 20s, moved out to the Poconos. Then I fell in love with a girl. Nice. And it didn't happen, so I tried to kill myself by drinking a cup of bleach. Nice. Then I moved to Philly, and that's where comedy entered my life.
Hell yeah, dude. So in a way, comedy saved your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Powerful stuff, dude.
Damn, so drinking bleach doesn't work?
It does not work.
That's good for our viewers.
It does not work, guys.
Nice, dude. Damn, Matt and I went to the Poconos.
Yeah, Poconos rocks.
Yeah, dude, I saw your videos.
Yeah, we did a couple of Poconos Comedy Festival the last 2 years.
Matt loves the festival.
The festival's okay. The Poconos are awesome.
Matt loves getting his photos taken at the Poconos. Nice. And shaking everyone's hand. telling the locals he was a contributor and a producer of the festival.
Going on a hike and realizing, hey, if the shows are bad, this is worth it.
Was Kelly in it also?
No, she's banned from that festival.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
Damn.
How long were you in the Poconos for?
About 6 months.
Yeah.
That's
6 months. 6 months. Within the 6 months, you fell in love with the girl, broke up, tried to drink bleach.
Yeah.
6 months?
For 6 months.
That's an eventful 6 months. Yeah, yeah. You work fast.
Yeah. That's like a season on a TV show.
Yeah.
The Poconos season.
The Poconos.
Yeah. And then you started doing comedy in Philly?
Yeah, that's where I got really, like, really into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bill Cosby influence.
The Bill Cosby influence when I was 18.
Yeah.
And it was at this place called The Duck in Harlem. You guys ever?
Oh, yeah. I used to do The Duck.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Kenny Warren.
Yep. Kenny Warren used to run stuff.
My
there.
Very first open mic there.
Okay.
Very first open mic. I was really drunk.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I had no material. I thought, like, you could just go up at the time and just say goofy shit. And,
you can. Yeah. That's the power of comedy. You can do that, dude.
Yeah, but, like, you gotta, like, you know, get people to like you.
That's the magic. You don't. You don't. You just have to believe in yourself, dude. And then they'll fall into place.
I still don't believe in myself.
Why not, dude?
I mean, because maybe I'm a man now.
Nice, dude. Isn't that like, how old are you?
33.
Nice. Yeah, that's the age Jesus Christ was when he died for our sins.
Everyone keeps saying that last year
and
on birthday.
Ava Braun, too.
Who's Ava Braun?
Who's Ava Braun?
Hitler's wife?
No, that was just his
committed
cousin.
Suicide when she was 33.
No, Matt, that's Ava Braun. That's his cousin.
Well, wasn't he married to his cousin?
Because of Nazis?
Damn, dude. Yeah. Isn't that crazy, finding out your hero had a flaw?
Yeah. Joe's like, God damn, I didn't realize Hitler was... Hitler's not the man I thought he was.
Yeah.
Incest survivor, Adolf Hitler. Damn, that was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That whole World War II nonsense, what they were doing to the Jews, that was nuts, dude.
Crazy.
They gotta get out of, they're out of control.
That was when there were the millions.
Yeah.
And millions of Jews who died in the Holocaust.
Nice, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah. The Rock is back.
Yeah. He owns his name.
He owns his name. Are you a wrestling guy at all?
I used to be. I stopped that when Eddie Guerrero died.
That was the first celebrity death in my life that, like, crushed me.
Really?
Yo, I loved Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
He was a shit.
Damn, I love that I always feel nothing when a celebrity dies.
Yeah.
I think that's so chill.
Like, ever been a celebrity that died that made you feel anything?
Damn, not really. Whoa. I was always like, huh. Like, I guess, like, when Kurt Vonnegut died, I was like, well.
Yeah.
So it goes, you know?
And at this point, probably you're old enough that there's not going to be one that hits you.
No, at this point.
Yeah.
Like, especially if it's, like, these, like, fucking young little celebrities. Like, you don't even give a fuck if Sid Sweeney dies.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care.
Yeah, dude. Plenty of naked fish in the sea, you know what I'm talking about.
I think.
By the way, you guys heard about the guy that jacked off that the Madam Web movie and got escorted out?
Who could blame him?
I mean, if he has HBO, he could see her naked on Euphoria.
Yeah,
I don't get people sometimes.
He could see the entire cast.
Why
naked?
Spend $20 on a ticket? Yeah. You're gonna jack off. You can like spend $20 a month. And jack off to... I don't get
people. I think for some people, the thing is they want to do it in public. That's part of what gets
them. They want to do... Wow, okay.
I would assume. Why else would they
do it? There's like the exhibitionist.
They should do comedy.
Yeah.
If they want to like be humiliated in public, just fucking tell your jokes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think having a death happen, like a celebrity death happen when you're like young... Then it's like, now celebrity deaths may... Actually, at this point, some would say... Kobe Bryant was fucking rough.
Why?
He was the first famous person who I, like, through my life saw become famous when, be new. Then go, I, like, followed his entire public life. And then died.
Even that night at that fateful night at the hotel.
When that woman lied about Kobe Bryant.
You think she lied? I think it might have actually happened. I think he did it, but I don't hold it against him.
Yeah.
Because we have to take into account how beautiful that woman was.
And plus he's Kobe Bryant. He kind of earned it.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet it was
four rings.
I bet it was consensual sex, but then like somebody told her she could make more money if she said it was rape.
When was this?
This was like 2003.
Oh yeah, that's when. Like...
No, later than that.
Yeah,
2010 maybe.
No, I don't think it was that late.
I think it was, my friend.
Yeah,
look it up, Matt.
Let's look it up.
Oh, Google, when did Kobe Bryant rape that innocent little girl?
Yo, Jamie, check it out. Check it out.
And then when did her father, who was a known helicopter explosive expert, say he was going to seek out his revenge?
Hell yeah. July 18th, 2003 is when the case began.
Whoa, that's crazy. That was so long ago.
Yeah.
That little rape baby could be a rape man by now.
It could be.
I guess he was innocent then. No way a person could have raped somebody 20 years ago.
Yeah, it didn't exist. No one invented it yet.
It wouldn't happen, dude.
Yeah.
We only found out about consent 4 years ago.
Yeah.
That's so true. During COVID. We learned a lot about ourselves during COVID.
Yeah, dude. You know, we were all locked up, so they were like, all right, well, now that we're locked up, you definitely can't rape somebody.
Yeah. Kobe dying was a big celebrity death.
Why?
Well, yeah, because I watched his whole public life, and I also went from hating him to liking him.
Why?
Because I was a big Shaq fan.
After he raped that woman, you started liking him?
Yes.
You thought it humanized him?
Yeah. As a kid, I loved Shaquille O'Neal, so when Shaq and Kobe had their beef, I was all team Shaq, and I was like, fuck Kobe, he pushed Shaq out of LA, he ruined that great team. And then, as time went on, Kobe just became this, like, legend, Mamba mentality and everything, and every interview you would do, I was like, this guy's pretty cool. And then he just dies.
Mm. Were you sad when he died?
Yeah. We did Fight Club like hours after it happened.
Yeah, you were like, the show must go on.
Yeah.
Did everyone wear like little black armbands?
Yeah. We all had armbands with KB on them.
Yeah. Did you?
No.
You should have. I guess
we didn't care that much.
Yeah.
But yeah, Eddie Guerrero was like the first one as a kid. Just like a famous person who I just loved and thought was so cool and whatever,
yeah,
and then just
wild.
Yeah,
damn, I never gave a fuck about it. I still, you know, in a way I still don't. I guess maybe I'm a bit of a sociopath,
maybe a little bit,
where it's like I don't have like this connection. Because even like when family members were dying, I'd be like,
we don't like that with family members, like, oh, all right.
I mean, if they're like distant, what about has anyone close to you died?
I've never had anyone close to me ever die, and no one close
to me. I think you were just gonna say, I never had anyone close to me,
yeah. But that celebrities, I never thought about, like, a celebrity dying.
Yeah.
Where I was like, oh, shit, that's a bummer. Mm. Because, like, most celebrities I knew were, like, voiceover actors, and I knew, like, the cartoon would just have, like, a different voice actor.
Yeah. Were you sad on 9/11?
No. I thought honestly, I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, he was on a rooftop in Jersey City dancing with all the other Muslims.
It was fucking, I mean, like, as somebody living in, like, the West Coast at the time, seeing it, I was like, oh, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
And but like, no. also knowing it's like, well, shit, things, it's like, well, nothing's ever going to be the same again, you know. But I was like, that's pretty fucking cool.
That nothing's ever going to be the same again.
Just seeing like a terrorist attack is pretty fucking cool.
Mm. Wait, were you, Riyadh, you were in New York.
I was, yeah.
That must have been terrifying for you.
It was not. I was chilling.
Been fucking psyched, dude.
I was pissed also. My mom was like really, really, really.
Do you think you willed it into existence?
What?
The terrorist attack because you were so pissed?
Yeah.
Or were you pissed and you wanted to join the American Army?
No, my mom cut us off of like certain stuff. Like, we couldn't take the subway anymore. She had to drive us to school. Mm-hmm. And she had to drive us everywhere.
I mean, I would have taken the day off of school.
No, we took 2 weeks off.
Oh, yeah, I think, yeah, right. After just schools were closed for the next few days.
Yeah, that's fucking tight, dude. Back before they had that gay-ass fucking Zoom. Because, like, now kids don't even get, like, snow days.
Yeah.
If it's a snow day, then it's like, okay, well, here's your Zoom classroom. Because now they have Zoom remote learning, which
damn,
is
man.
Gay, dude.
I cannot imagine being a teacher.
I wouldn't want to be a
Zoom.
Teacher now. Yeah.
I mean, it's bad enough in person trying to get all those kids to pay attention. You have to get them all to pay attention through a screen.
There's no reason to pay attention. There's no reason to teach on Zoom. And there's definitely no reason to teach in person because now you can't even have sex with your students.
Yeah.
You see in this, like, teachers are getting in trouble for that nonsense.
It's crazy.
What's the fucking point of being a teacher if you can't get a little taste every now and again, right? Come on.
Good point.
Damn it, Where was this when I was in school?
What?
We're like,
it was around. They were just fucking the way hotter kids, dude. That's how we find out. That's how we find out we were like a fucking basic fucking, you know, mid fucking student. It's like, I don't want to fucking risk my career for this one. Now this one. There were some banger fucking high school students. Remember that shit?
Yeah. So,
yeah. Think about it, Matt. Remember your sexual awakening in the gym showers? You kept staring at those guys' bodies.
Yeah.
Nope. Not me.
I had a doctor's note where I didn't have to take a shower. I said the water would make me allergic.
Because you didn't want to shower with the other boys?
Yeah, I said, hey, I'm not a fucking faggot. How about that?
That was your doctor's note?
My doctor's note. Like, I'm not a fucking faggot. I don't want to be around a naked man. Yeah. Who would be around a naked man? Doctors and fucking gay people. Those are the only people that would want to be around a naked
athletes
man.
In the locker room.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, faggots. That's the gay thing, dude. Like, they can't have individual stalls. It's a multi-billion-dollar fucking franchise.
That is true. Why do they just have
these giant open rooms where they just hose off all these men? Why do there need to be communal showers? Why?
Yeah, why? Yeah.
Yeah, there's no reason.
They really could just, especially in like major leagues or like pro athletes. Yeah, they could just have individual stalls and showers.
It's psychopathic to have communal showers during high school, too.
Because they're a team. They want.
That's perfect. Like, yeah, why don't we leave that shit in ancient Rome? We took everything. Communal fucking bathhouse, dude. And we don't do it. Like, it doesn't care. Like, even. In, like, modern-day gyms, you know, there's still, like, a lecherous thing where, like, don't fuck in these showers. These showers are to clean your asshole so you can go back to work and not smell awful.
Well, in most public gyms, they do have individual stalls for the showers.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that. I'd do that.
And even my high school, we never showered after gym class.
Why not? That must have been fun.
Well, we didn't have showers in our gym class.
Nice, dude. I only had to take gym for the first 2 years of high school.
I think there were, like, showers, but there were only, like, 3 or 4 of them, so it wouldn't have been enough for, like, every kid to go in there and shower.
It's ridiculous to do that. Who wants to shower, dude?
But after wrestling practice and some of the mat rooms and those places I was in, they were just communal showers, but it wasn't multi-million-dollar franchises. It was just, like, I don't know, some YMCA or whatever.
Well, we can have individual stalls for the fucking toilets. I don't see why we can't have it for...
Yeah. It's a good point, Joe.
That is a great point.
Yeah. Dude. You're going to make kids, like, during the most insecure periods of their life and the most fucking bullying to fucking shower with other people?
Yeah.
Get out of here, dude. That's fucking sociopathic.
Yeah, that's true. Probably not a great idea.
It's dumb, dude.
Yeah.
Even as an adult, it's like, I got a right to privacy. Now, maybe if I was gay and I was fucking cruising for gay sex, as gay people are wont to do... That's fine. Like, there's some gyms, like, gay gyms are, like, notorious for... It's
fucking
like,
in the showers.
Yeah, it's like the workout is secondary
to
contracting AIDS in a fucking public bathroom, which is what's going to happen if you have gay sex, dude. You have sex with a man, you're going to get AIDS. Open and shut case. Like, come on.
Thank you, Dr. Gorman.
How else are you going to get it? A blood transfusion in 2024? No. You're either sharing needles, doing drugs, which honestly, like, let's be real, you can afford your own needles. If I was a heroin addict, I'd have my own needles. I have like a special, I have like one of those little cases that like open, like a little billfold of needles and shit. And so it's like, hello, old chumbo. Can I get another, like, I wouldn't mind like taking
like an old man's pencil case.
Yeah, exactly. Like how or like when somebody would like, you know, assemble a pool cue.
Yes.
You
that's like what that. I thought in my head.
My syringes, dude.
Yeah.
Or you're having gay sex.
Yeah.
Cause like here's the thing. If a woman has AIDS and she has regular sex with a man, he won't get AIDS.
Mm.
Crazy, huh? You literally have to get.
Well, it depends on her T cell count and.
No, it just it's if it's gay just, or not.
God was looking out for us on that one.
It has something to do the minute a man's penis enters a man's asshole, a chemical reaction happens that makes God frown, and the single teardrop from God forms the first mutated cell.
Wait, hold on. They can prevent that. What's that new drug that gay people like?
Ozempic.
Is that what's it called?
Poppers.
That's what it is. Go. So, like, if they do that before the sex, their asshole opens
up. Oh, wait, are you talking about PrEP?
No, poppers.
Poppers is the thing that opens up your asshole.
Yeah. So, it can open up. Yeah. That means, like, they're small little pee-pee.
You're still having
they're
sex with them,
because,
man.
You
think it's the friction that causes the AIDS?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, it's like the sperm.
Well, sir, if the asshole is that far open, then is it really even enjoyable if it's like throwing the hot dog down the hallway?
Well, that person that did the poppers is having fun.
I guess. But you're not even really feeling it going in. We need to get an expert on the podcast.
Where's Kelly at?
Have you ever had a gay person on the pod?
Yeah, you had Dane on, right?
Oh, yeah, he's gay.
Who? Which
Dane?
One?
Dane Rothenberg.
Oh, Dane Rothenberg, yeah. I'm trying to think. We probably have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Bitch.
Mr. Bitch. I love that. Yeah. Oh, if we haven't had someone openly gay, I'm sure we've had some.
Wait, yeah, Greco. Anthony Greco.
Oh, yeah.
So, you can ask him.
Yeah, yeah, he's definitely gay.
That's how you got that tumor, dude.
Yeah. Riyadh knows our guests better than we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They told me to come here. I was like, yeah. Cool, bud.
It's a career maker, dude.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
This is going to be the big one.
Yeah.
This is our 1,000th episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we've been doing the show 2 years and had 1,000 episodes in that time. But yeah, so you started new comedy in New York, but in Philly is when you just like got into it. Were you going to shows out there?
Not really, nah. I just did like a three-time-a-week thing, go to mics and whatnot. If I did a show...
In Philly?
Yeah, in Philly.
Oh, but you were getting up and doing mics and stuff. Okay, cool. Did you meet, like, some of the Philly comics there? Because now a lot of them are now blowing up.
Oh, yeah. Not really, nah.
No.
Who are some of the Philly comics that are blowing up?
Huh?
Who are some of the Philly comics?
I mean, Shane's the big one, but he's brought along with Nate Marshall, Sean Gardini, LaMare.
You guys are friends with Gardini, right?
Yeah, he was the Fight Club champion.
Best friends with Gardini.
Best friends. Yeah.
Best friends.
Yeah, he's every person who's the Fight Club champion either quits comedy shortly after or blows up and becomes like successful.
Mm.
It's very one way or another. Just people from Fight Club in general. There's people who've done Fight Club that's the biggest show that they ever will do in their entire life.
And then there's other people
who like have been on this night show and are like famous now.
And they're like, get my episode off the internet.
Several have done that.
I don't want to be associated with you neo-Nazis.
I've gotten texts from people that are just like, my manager asked me to ask you to take down my Fight Club videos.
Yeah, Matt always says no to.
Never.
He says, get lost, you fucking sellout piece
of shit.
I take it off the internet, but then I keep it for myself in case I ever decide I want to turn on them and cancel them.
Maddie.
I remember at one point saying, I'll never get canceled because everybody has done Fight Club, so anybody who ever tries to go after me, I've got shit on them. I am the Jeffrey Epstein of comedy. is that what Diddy was doing? Where he was like recording people to then use it against them?
Yeah, he was pulling a Matt Maron, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
But yeah, you think
literally doing exactly what you said.
You think people will get in trouble for anybody who was ever at the parties?
I think big trouble.
It's not quite going to a party, Diddy's party, I think is not quite the same as flying in a private jet to the Epstein Island.
What's the youngest age you would have sex with Matt?
Now?
Yeah.
Probably 23. It's half your age.
Really?
Half your age plus 7 is what you're supposed to do.
That was supposed to do?
I think that makes sense, usually. Half your age plus 7 is probably around the youngest I feel like I could, like, have a conversation.
Would you want to have sex with an 18-year-old if you could?
Probably not.
What if she was, like, laughing at your jokes and, like, feeling your bicep?
Oh, you know what? I think you may have changed my mind now.
And she was like, please... Mr. Maron, I don't want to go to college a virgin.
Yeah, probably. No,
I'd say soul.
Yeah, I'd say early 20s probably is the youngest I would do.
Nice. Yeah. How early?
Like 21 or?
Like 20.
Maybe 22. Maybe 21. Probably not. That feels a little young.
Why not?
I mean, I'm definitely not. I'm not trying to sneak a girl into a bar.
Why? It's fun.
It's fun.
The rush.
You've done it. What about you, Riyadh?
I did that when I was 21. She was 19 at the time.
Yeah.
I was 21 at the time. But now...
She was 15.
Yeah.
No. Hell no.
Come on, dude.
No,
dude. It's all fun and games. Come on. How about a little foreplay? I help you with your algebra.
And I said, you want this A, go down.
What, you want pillow talk or do you want to color within the lines, huh?
There you go. Let's work on your cursive.
Right now, I would do...
Because I said 23 and you...
I'd do 30.
Under 30.
I can't do under 30.
Really?
Because I feel like a partner, if it's like... If they're...
He said, who would you fuck?
Yeah, that's what I said, 30.
Damn, dude. Then Riyadh.
You said partner.
Yeah.
Riyadh likes his fruit ripe.
Yeah.
I mean, there's if they're still in their 20s, they feel that they're 21 in their mind, and it's kind of annoying.
They're going to suck dick like they're 21, though.
Yeah, dude.
Matthew.
Joe just like, says the worst stuff like, all the time, and then you mention like, sucking dick. He's like, what are we doing? What kind of podcast do you think this is?
Come on, dude. We have standards and practices. I don't know. What's the age of consent in New Jersey is 16. Crazy young.
I think it actually is. Yeah. Or 17.
That's can you, we get all the fucking joy of sex tourism. And we don't even have to go that far, dude. We just have to take the path.
Just take the path train.
You know, Italy, it's 14.
Mamma mia! Oh, one way of ticket to the Roma! Hey, Giuseppe, am I going to have a little taste? Mamma mia, this marinade is so spicy, but so sweet.
So imagine when Mario's falling asleep in his head, that's when you go, oh, 15-year-old, oh, mamma mia.
That's awesome.
That old Peach is 15?
Princess Peach? Yeah,
that's why she's Princess Peach, too.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's why she's Peach, too.
No, yeah, she's peachy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Little Peach. Come here, you. Come here, Peach. It's gonna feel like it's gonna hurt.
Would you ever be with? Have you been with older women?
What's the oldest woman you? What's the oldest woman you'd ever be with?
What would I be with?
Yeah.
What's your dating app age range? 30 to what?
Yeah.
30 to 85.
Nice.
What is the oldest woman you have been with?
I have no idea how old she was, but. I woke up and there was like
diarrhea.
Yeah, her dentures. Yeah, you heard this story.
Dentures were on the fucking bedside cabinet.
Yeah,
really?
And you're like, babe, where are you? And she's like, what's that, dearie? I'm making you wheat cakes.
Oh, wait. Did she take out the dentures to give you a blowjob?
Apparently. I don't remember this. Good?
No, he fucked
her. I don't remember this. Oh. I was so fucked up.
He was fucking her so hard her teeth fell out, dude. That's even better, dude.
And then it walked into her glass.
Nice.
Goddamn. How old were you when that happened?
I was, this
19,
was...
15.
About that, like, 19, about 20.
That's cool to have sex with a wildly old woman.
Yeah.
How about you, Matt? What's the oldest you've ever
been with? Not that old. Because it would be more... When I was 19, I hooked up with a 29-year-old, so that was the biggest age gap. But a girl was 10 years older than me.
So but your then teacher? Since,
huh?
Was she your teacher?
No,
he
she was
molested.
She was her, I think either younger sister or younger cousins. It was back when I was wrestling, and she was at the wrestling shows, and like her younger sister or younger cousins would go to the shows, and she would bring them. She was like the chaperone.
Mm.
Yeah. But yeah, she 29. But I've been with girls in their 30s now that I'm in my 30s, so that would probably be the oldest.
No, word.
Yeah. Oh, I was with a girl who was like 35. That was like a year ago. That's probably the oldest.
Nah.
Yeah. I would do older, but...
Matthew.
Yeah. What about you, Joe?
Oldest I've ever been with? I think 23. I was like, I better do it now before the innards get all fucking rotten. You know? I still have a chance to sire a fucking future emperor.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like anything over 60 is pushing it.
Anything over 60?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you think that church girl was over 60?
I have no idea.
Well, I want to have
some. I have no idea. That was the one only time I have seen her.
Was it just blackout drunk, wake up the next morning in a girl's bed? Have you done that a lot?
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
I wish I had the confidence to do that now.
Yeah.
Is it a confidence thing?
I feel it was me drinking and a confidence thing as well.
It's also like finding yourself in your 20s.
That's what it was, and I'm
finding yourself in
the
old lady's bed.
I still haven't found myself.
Yeah,
you'll find it.
I'll find a way.
You'll find God, and then you find yourself.
And then I find myself.
Yeah, nice. That's what we do at this Christian pod.
So what was everyone in the barbershop saying about Diddy? Since you don't know anything about it,
Diddy,
just tell us what other people were saying.
Is
Diddy Kong Racing going to get canceled?
Is it who?
Diddy Kong Racing. I love that game. I only had Mario Kart as a kid, but when I played Diddy Kong Racing at a friend's place, I kind of thought it was better.
Nah.
It was.
Yeah. Diddy Kong Racing, underrated.
Yeah.
Diddy Kong Racing.
Ooh, yeah. Matthew Morongas.
Yeah.
It was just like OJ. Like, he's a black guy. The white guys is going after the black guy.
Yeah, but like with OJ, it was like, I felt like everyone knows OJ did it, but we got to give him a pass. Because, like, so much injustice has already happened.
See, then because OJ got the pass, now they're not going to let P. Diddy get the pass.
We got the one pass.
Did R. Kelly got the pass?
Oh, he didn't really get it.
He got the pass for a couple decades. And then these women just wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And then he's like, he was like, ay, 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 fuck, just lock me up already.
Which I kind of get, too. Mm-hmm. Apparently the Nickelodeon guy is going
Dan Schneider.
Yeah.
I saw that one.
I can't watch it.
Yeah, well, apparently slime that they would always
dump
the kids
jizz?
With, that was jizz. That's executive Jewish jizz right there.
No wonder why it's green.
That's why it was so green.
Yeah.
They were pumping it out of the fountains, my
That's
God.
What Jew jizz looks like.
It's scary.
You would know.
You're one of the original Jews, so.
That was a fucking... I wanted to be a part of all that when I was a kid.
Yeah, me too.
No, you didn't, Matt. You wanted to be a fucking Mighty Duck.
I would have loved to have been a Mighty Duck. Yeah. Hell yeah.
All that was my arena, the theater kid, dude.
Yeah. No, I did remember just, I wanted to be like on Slime Time Live. I wanted to be like one of the kids who was on the shows, just like Double Dare. Yeah, I always thought it'd be fun to be on those shows.
I was always like, I would watch Double Dare and I would be like, oh, my fucking parents, my family would slow me down. You know, like, they wouldn't be able to find those fucking... My doofus father would be, like, digging through the nose trying to find the flag.
Yeah.
And it's like, it was always, like, right there. God, that shit could be frustrating sometimes when you see the family, like, struggling.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Mark Summers yelling at you to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's this kid's version of Family Feud, basically.
Yeah, I remember Double Dare.
Yeah, dude, everyone remembers Double Dare. Yeah.
What was the other one? It was, like, Temple Run or...
Legend of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah, that was.
You had to answer all of like Olmec's fucking things, but those temple guards were scary.
Yeah, dude,
they come out of nowhere, dude. Man, there were like tons of good fucking like honestly like those '90s like game shows, pretty fucking good.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what other big ones were there.
Are there any game shows now?
There was Guts.
I mean, there's still the ones that Price is Right is still there. There's not like kids' game shows.
Nickelodeon is like all but dead now, too. It all just got absorbed into Paramount Plus.
Yeah. Most of Nickelodeon now is like Nick at Night or like reruns of old Nickelodeon shows.
Right.
What's the new Nickelodeon show?
There's no new Nickelodeon shows. Let it out, Matt. I know it hurts.
And then even after a while when it was like the kind of like the Dan Schneider shows, the like tween ones with like iCarly, Drake and Josh. It was like, I like those, but also it almost felt like they grew up with me. Like when I was a kid, there were shows about kids. When I was a teenager, there were shows about teenagers.
Yeah.
And now, they hit me in like the perfect age. But yeah, I've gone back and watched some of the old ones just to see which ones hold up. Hey Arnold holds up. Rocket Power, awesome. Love Rocket Power.
Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah, what were yours, Riyadh? Were you big Nickelodeon or like Disney Channel?
I was more of a Cartoon Network dude.
I could see that.
Ooh,
Dexter's Lab, Powerpuff Girls.
Johnny Bravo, the original Johnny Me Too.
Yeah, original Me Too.
Dude, when they had the video,
when
the girl did the video of her just like walking like down the street, was getting catcalled for like 8 hours or whatever, I was like, this is just the opening to Johnny Bravo.
Hey, mama.
Is that why it's not on HBO because of the Me Too?
Johnny Bravo?
Yeah.
It's not on at all. Maybe.
It's purged everywhere.
I mean, literally every episode is him just harassing women.
It made women and feel unsafe.
He's best friends with a little kid. Like, what's
the... Hey, ho, that's actually Ruben, mama.
Or like Pepe Le Pew.
True.
Yeah, he was doing stuff. Also, I mean, they have stuff on, like, HBO that they give disclaimers for. Like, old Looney Tunes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, this one has hilarious blackface. It's very funny. Blackface is so funny. And I wish it wasn't.
I watched Blazing Saddles on Netflix not long ago, and one of my friends told me it used to be on HBO Max, and on HBO Max, they did like a 5-minute intro video of a black woman talking about how this stuff was culturally acceptable at the time. There was a black writer on the movie who Richard Pryor wrote it. It's, I mean, SNL is like Richard Pryor and Chevy Chase doing the N-word sketch.
No, that was all... Chevy Chase. That was completely improv. That was improvised too. That's what makes it like so fucking crazy. Was like they were just like, I don't know, just kill some time, just do a free association thing.
Yeah. But yeah, Blazing Saddles is up. Thing is, some of the humor from it doesn't really apply today. So you're watching it, it's like, oh, I guess this was funny then, but right now it does just seem like a guy just being racist.
Yeah. What do you mean?
It seems like a guy just doing a Joe Gorman impression.
Oh, come on. What about the campfire scene?
That's a fun one. Yeah.
Yeah, classic. The whole fucking movie's built around that.
Yeah.
And then it fucking breaks off and there's like song and dance and shit. Mm. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's stupid, though.
Yes. But...
Great times.
Yeah. Trying to think, what other cartoons? What were your other... It was all Cartoon Network. Dexter's Mom had a fat ass.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Who's your... Watch the episode where she clogged the toilet?
And Dexter had to invent a new
toilet. Who are your top cartoon women? Gotta fuck mom? Cartoon women. Dexter's Mom?
Dexter's Mom. Miss Bellum from...
From Powerpuff Girls.
Never see her face, but
she
has those
hips. Yeah.
And, she's not really a mom. Is she a mom? I don't remember.
I mean, it doesn't need to be a mom. I just mean women in cartoons.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the third one.
I got Nanny from Muppet Babies.
There you go.
Number one, I want to see what's under those striped socks. You fucking homely bitch.
I was always weirded out.
Wait, was it the black woman? This is...
Tom and Jerry?
Oh, yeah.
Tom and Jerry, where you only see our feet and Nanny.
Thomas?
You also only saw the feet of the mom and dad from Cow and Chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That show is wild to me. Because the whole opening theme song is Mama had a chicken, Mama had a cow, Dad was proud, he didn't care how. Like, you should care how. If your wife gives birth to a chicken and a cow and you're like, whatever.
Whatever.
Seems strange.
It's dinner.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Cat Dog was a fun one. Thing is, I remember so much of these shows, and I probably watched 100 episodes of them and could not tell you anything that happened in any of them. Gun to my head, I couldn't tell you the plot of one Ed and Eddie episode.
They were exploring their sexuality.
Johnny was with Plank.
Yeah, true. They got hurt, though. You were exploring it.
Getting
with
splinters.
Oh, yeah. Goes back to the asshole thing. He's got a splinter.
Dude, you get AIDS from fucking a male piece of wood, Joe?
You could.
What if it was a female piece of wood?
Nah. Come on, dude. Just don't be gay.
Yeah. Were you a sports guy growing up?
Not really, no. We got into basketball when I was like...
Post Space Jam?
No, not even that. Like, at least when I was... When Jeremy Lin was playing.
Really? Yeah. You got into basketball because of Jeremy Lin?
Yeah, dude.
The Asian got the black guy into basketball? That's wild.
Yeah, then, like, the whole insanity happened.
Oh, it was just... Yeah, it was a moment.
Yeah, and then, got into, like, the dramatics of it.
Yeah.
How Carmelo Anthony is not a hero, he's just a bitch.
Oh, yeah, he was jealous of all the attention Jeremy Lin was getting. You weren't a big Melo guy?
Nah, not really. Yeah. I was a Stoudemire guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like Melo. I was never... I mean, I liked him more on the Nuggets, because when he came to the Knicks, there was all this hype, and I'm like, I don't think we're going to, like, win now because of him. It's like, it's cool that we have a good player. People are paying attention to us, but... Mm. I don't know. I feel like the guy who's always that type of player, the forward who's like kind of a scorer and that's just his whole thing, those teams never win.
Yeah.
Those guys, they're fun to watch. The player is fun to watch. But, yeah, like, the only time the guy who's like the big scorer on a team wins championships is when they also, like, are great at passing, defending, and all these other things, and they have a whole team around them. Just getting the one guy never seems to work.
That's how I felt when Durant went into Golden State. I knew they were going to win. It's an amazing team.
Yeah, well, Durant's also, I think he's more than just, like, a guy who scores. He's, like, the best scorer ever.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to a Nets game when he was playing. It's insane. He does the craziest things, and it looks so effortless. Mm. So it doesn't even look like a crazy play. But if you think about what he did, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But yeah, just basketball.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, growing up in Brooklyn, you were never. What were you? Who were like the kids that you hung out with?
No,
it wasn't the sports kids.
It was the more of the Yu-Gi-Oh kids.
Oh hell yeah! Yu-Gi-Oh, you're a Dragon Ball Z black.
Oh yeah,
this basketball black and Dragon Ball Z black.
Yeah, dude.
No, I got really into Yu-Gi-Oh! Also. That was the one, I had the deck, and I had a Jinzo deck.
Oh, there, wow.
Yeah.
Damn. I had a,
thank you for seeming impressed by that. No one else is going to be.
I had Joey, and, the Blue Ride.
So Blue Eyes, White Dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember entering a Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament. There was, like, a comic book shop across the street from my junior high school. Mm. And they had they would sell it was Yu-Gi-Oh cards, Pokemon cards, and like all the sports memorabilia.
Oh, nice.
So that was where kind of like the jocks and the nerds would kind of meet and hang out, because we'd go there. I would float a little back and forth because I liked Yu-Gi-Oh. There was a lot of comic book stuff too I didn't know much about, but there was like all the like baseball stuff. People would go talk about baseball cards, and there'd be the kids over there talking about different old comic books.
Mm.
It was a nice little meeting of the minds.
It was a utopia. What happened to it?
I don't know.
Hopefully they didn't bulldoze it.
Oh, that place. I wonder if it's still there.
The nerds and the jocks and the fucking anime creeps all got together.
Next time I'm back home, I'll go see if it's there. It was called Who's On First.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
You're from here, right? I'm from
Queens.
Have you ever been to Chinatown Funhouse?
He loves
Chinatown
it.
Funhouse.
Yeah.
No, is that in like Flushing or in Chinatown?
In Chinatown.
Okay.
It's an arcade, and people go in there and play Yu-Gi-Oh. And,
oh no! I mean, I don't have my cards anymore. Do you still play?
Oh no! I don't still play. No, but when I was in high
back
school,
then, that's
I used
where
to
you
go
went.
Like,
you still watch.
Yeah. I didn't come in the city that often because, like, where I was all the way at the end of the 7 train. So, like, every couple of months or so, we'd, like, come into the city and do stuff.
That wasn't allowed.
Yeah. I was banned because they knew I was going to destroy them all with my Yu-Gi-Oh! Decks. But
yeah, then I saw your picture.
Banned.
This guy's banned.
Yeah.
He's too good.
Do not give this guy a round.
It was Who's On First. We would all go. I got, there was a lot of sports memorabilia stuff there that was a lot of fun. And I did lose the Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament I played, though. I don't remember what the only thing I have burned in my head is that I had a trap card down that I could have used and forgot, and the game ended, and it was too late for me to go back. I don't remember anything about the game. I'm so competitive that I still remember exactly what the feeling of losing and why I lost was. It's like, fuck, I had Mirror Force. I could have used Mirror Force.
I did that at a game, and then I just said, I lost, the game was already over.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah? Well, black hole. Everything's done, we're done. We're all dead.
Yeah.
Fuck you all, I'm out.
I remember watching the show also. I got really into Yu-Gi-Oh!
Because
that was like, with Pokemon, the card game wasn't really a fun card game to play. I would play the video games.
Now it's fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, I played a game like not too long ago. It's pretty fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have a Charizard card that's worth $1 billion?
I wish, dog.
That Logan Paul wears around his neck now.
Wait, really?
He bought, like, the Charizard, and then, like, for one of his WWE appearances, he wore it in, like, a box on a necklace.
Is he wearing that when he fights Mike Tyson?
Oh, it's Jake Paul. His brother.
See, man, I don't know.
Logan Paul seems smarter because he just does, like, pretend fighting.
He did a couple of those boxes. And also, I mean, pro wrestling can fuck you up as much as boxing.
No, it can't.
He's just not doing it that often.
It's not real, man.
No, he's in WWE now?
Yeah. Logan Paul
is. He's signed a contract.
Yeah, he's the current United States champion. Yeah.
Damn.
He's going to be at WrestleMania this year.
Oh.
Your crush.
My crush is WrestleMania.
Is Logan Paul.
Logan Paul. I have a crush on Logan Paul. Oh. yeah, he's defending the U.S. title. It's against...
Did you came when he filmed that suicide?
Oh, yeah. That's when I became a fan.
Green
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I think I just saw a dead body.
Yeah. He's defending it against Randy Orton, I think.
Oh.
At WrestleMania.
That'll be a good one.
Yeah. WrestleMania only 2 weeks away. Less than 2 weeks away. Next week.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Really sprung up on us.
Yeah.
Speaking of Randy Orton, I saw Nate the other day. He was just walking.
Yeah.
He's so weird.
Out of nowhere.
Like, in public. Like, man, we all love him. We all love him.
It's great.
Did he make you feel unsafe?
No. It's just, like, he was shocked to see me driving.
Why?
I don't know. Like, apparently I shock people when I drive.
Mm. I think no one in comedy in New York, we never see anyone driving, really.
Yeah.
So I think it's a surprise whenever any of all these dumbasses we see at open mics are actually able to operate a vehicle.
Yeah. We're proud of you, dude.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
But yeah, The Rock is back for WrestleMania. I saw a video of The Rock last week. He was beating up Cody Rhodes and the camera's cut off and you see them go clear and there's another camera filming as they say it and he goes, I don't give a fuck if we're clear. And he just continued beating the guy up.
Whoa. That doesn't sound fucking fake at all.
No. And then they put it out online, and The Rock is like, I'm sick of this world where people think that since they're in charge and have a bunch of money, they can tell us when things are over. They're over when I say it's over.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah. He's back doing all the old Rock things. They were at Phoenix, and he was like, called them cactus-loving crackheads.
Nah, dude, The Rock is back.
The Rock is back.
Uh-oh.
Is John Cena back?
No, he's dead.
yeah, I don't think he's
after the whole Oscar thing, he killed himself.
Yeah.
He was humiliated.
Yeah, after he did his Illuminati ritual. No, I don't think he's doing WrestleMania.
Is that really? That's it? That's what you gotta do to be an Illuminati? Just, like, show your dick to, like, millions of people?
He didn't even show his dick.
No, he acts like, what should I do, when I raise up the envelope, like, what's going to happen?
Also, John Cena's just kind of a weirdo. I think he probably found that funny.
He has a great personality. Like, he has a great sense of humor.
He's so good at comedy. And a great body. He's very good in comedies.
Do you think The Rock is bummed that John Cena was involved in the Oscars before him?
Has The Rock never been involved in the Oscars?
Yeah, he has.
When?
Yeah. He didn't get naked, so people probably don't remember. I'm sure he's presented an award at some point.
No, he didn't.
No?
No.
Never?
I looked it up.
Yeah?
Look it up, dude. Look it up, Matt. I command you. Look it up.
No, I'm not going to. I already looked up Kobe's rape case and proved myself right.
Proved yourself right.
And you're going to prove yourself wrong because The Rock was never involved in the Oscars.
All right, I'll do it just because it'll be fun to prove Joe
wrong.
Well,
I'm just going to say Dwayne Johnson.
That motherfucker. He didn't come out as The Rock.
I don't know. They're two different people, though. Dwayne and The Rock are two different people.
Dwayne and The Rock are two different people.
Like Childish Gambino and Donald Glover. Two different people.
Yeah, I've never seen them photographed together.
No.
Did you like that music video, This Is America?
At the time, yeah.
Made me think.
About what?
Black people.
Yeah.
It scared me.
Mm. You know what I thought about black people, too? That chick that was on that gas, that was on Lewis's podcast. Forgot her name.
Nicole fucking something.
Yeah.
Nicole Arbor.
Nicole Arbor.
Yeah.
Better be careful, dude. She'll
Wait,
see
what was her thing?
There
was something she did that was like...
I think she was making fun of fat people.
Yeah.
Think.
Okay, there was that.
Yeah.
Was there something about black people?
I think so. Like, there was a spoof on... She was on The View.
Yeah.
And I remember she tried to make a joke and Whoopi was like, nah, bitch. Like, this is your time to say I'm sorry.
And you know what? That means a lot coming from Whoopi.
It does.
She was like completely okay with like Ted Danson wearing blackface and saying the N-word.
She wrote that.
She thought it was fucking cool. She thinks it's cool. She, like a lot of us, think blackface is really cool.
She wrote that, and I typed it at the time.
I typed in Nicole Arbor Black People, and the first thing that came up was from her Instagram caption: "Attention, black people, you ain't black." And there's a video letting black people know they ain't black.
Okay,
I don't know what that is.
I'm you guys met her?
Yeah, she's hot.
I haven't. Have you?
I have not. No.
No, Joe, you met her?
Yeah.
I think I wanna.
Why?
I mean, she's. Here, finish my.
I opened for her.
You opened?
Ain't gonna lie.
What?
Yeah. She made me have sex with her.
Nice.
I was humiliated.
Yeah.
But she was in a position of power, so I couldn't say no. But, you know how it is.
We'll talk more about Joe's rape story on the Patreon. But speaking of thinking about black people, we're up to the end of the episode. At the end of each episode for the Buff Boys, we bring up a feat of strength.
Are you nervous about this?
Feat of strength.
A feat of strength. Or just sometimes we'll talk about individuals. So I was reading about Bo Jackson. I thought about, you know, are you familiar with Bo Jackson?
No idea.
Bo knows. Oh, you're not a big sports guy. He's maybe the greatest athlete ever because he played professional baseball and football
at the same time
and was just huge.
Really?
He was like maybe So I was looking up some stuff about him. I thought of it recently because he had like effortless strength. He just like struck out in a baseball game once and just broke the bat over his knee.
Oh,
just
damn.
In anger, just slammed it and completely snapped it. And I thought about it because like. 2 days ago, baseball just started. There was a player who struck out and slammed the bat on his knee, and it did not even come close to breaking. But Bo Jackson full-on broke a large Major League wooden bat.
Might have been a corked bat, though.
No, not with Bo. Bo would never.
Bo.
He's still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive. Oh, nice. He played in the 1980s.
Do you know Bo Ballou?
Yeah.
He's named after Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he actually is. I don't know if Joe is actually making a joke here or not.
No, he is.
But yeah, because I've talked to Bo about it. His parents named him after Bo Jackson.
Oh, nice.
Short for Beauregard.
Well, because Bo is from Alabama and Bo Jackson played at Auburn. Bo Jackson was able to bench press 400 pounds despite not lifting on a regular basis.
Holy shit.
Apparently, he got up to 435 pounds, and the coaches were like, we don't want you to hurt yourself. We trust that you're strong.
All right, we get it.
Yeah.
This
story is about him doing backflips while standing in water up to his waist.
I could do that.
Just a freak athlete.
I know you could.
There's all these, like, cause it was 1980s and then early 90s. It was, like, right before the internet, so it's like, there was still an era where people would just tell stories that were kind of like legendary stories about people that no one really was there to see. But then stuff he did on the field was insane. There's one play in a baseball game where he runs out, makes a catch, and then he's getting really close to the wall. So he just jumps up and like runs horizontal on the wall.
Shit.
And comes back down.
So like parkour.
Parkour, yeah.
Oh, shit.
And just like not a thing he practiced ever, just as like, oh, here's a wall, let me just avoid that. And then just parkoured out of it.
Nice, dude.
He ended up getting injured playing football. And it was like his own strength that injured him. He's getting tackled by his legs, and he tried to reach out the ball further. And he was so strong, when he reached forward, he pulled his own hip out of its socket.
God damn.
And needed a hip replacement.
Ooh.
Never played football again. Played a little bit of baseball. He couldn't play like full time, but hit a home run. And I think still to this day, he's the only person ever to hit a home run with a replaced hip.
Oh, man. Damn.
Yeah.
Bo Jackson.
There was a whole campaign, Bo Knows. It was all these commercials. It was Tecmo Bowl, one of the first football video games.
Mm.
It was basically considered a cheat code if you ever played as Bo Jackson.
Mm.
Just give him the ball and you're going to score no matter what.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he got injured, so his career was cut short. So he didn't quite make it. I think he may be in the Football Hall of Fame. I don't think he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame, though. But just the stories that people tell about him are like, there was like a story, I think someone, pitching scout went to see him in a batting cage, and it was like one of those like old makeshift ones, so he just hits like a ball so hard, it hits the top corner, and the whole thing collapsed that he hit it so hard.
Holy damn.
Yeah, just...
Jeez.
Bo Jackson, legend.
Friend of the pod.
A hero.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod.
We'll get him on tonight to talk to him about the age of consent. Nice. I'm sure he'd like to be on. Did you...
the gay sex he had in the locker rooms.
Yeah. Would, did you play any sports growing up, like gym class or any interests at all? Or was it all... Before Yu-Gi-Oh, what was that? Were you just the...
Basketball, mostly.
Yeah. In New York, I feel like you just always were going to play something.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, basketball. I was... baseball. Oh shit, I forgot about this.
You're baseball?
I was in a team in high school.
Oh, there you are. Yeah. Your baseball, high school baseball team.
Yeah. They took us to Paris.
For
our last game,
dude. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I asked, like, did you play any sports? You're like, no, I played Yu-Gi-Oh. Now it's like, dude, I traveled to France for baseball.
Yeah, dude.
Were you good?
Oh well, we were awful.
How do you get to go to France to play?
We paid for it. That's why. Yeah. I was working at Applebee's at the time.
Nice.
And I asked my mom, wait, can you lend me like $2,000 so I can go to France? She was like, lend you? I'm not getting that back. You got a job. So saved up my paycheck plus paying rent to go to Paris.
You were paying rent in high school?
Yeah.
At your mom's place?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't have that rich.
Yeah.
Family like you do.
Damn, dude.
Fucking guy. And it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what position you play?
Mostly catcher.
Me too.
Yeah.
That was my position, yeah. So did you just go, and because your team was bad, you just went and got your
ass
kicked?
We just went, well, we weren't even, like, playing a game. We were just there just to, like, explore.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, you were just there. Oh, yeah. Were you just there with the team?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's fun.
It was like a nice trip, yeah.
Was it with your high school?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what made you get into baseball? Because now you seem to just not care about it.
Yeah, I forgot about it. I wanted to do something in high school just to get ass. Apparently, joining a sports team, it was the easiest route to go when I was in high school.
Yeah. Just a thing to do.
Yeah, back to, like...
They were a lot cooler than all the Yu-Gi-Oh kids.
Yeah, that dude, like, I wanted to, like, sleep with the Spanish teacher.
There you go.
That was always why I joined the sports
team. That's why you chose baseball.
Yeah.
Spanish people love baseball.
Yeah. He was the coach.
Well, I had a mustache and a flat top. And...
Oh, yeah, like an old 70s baseball player. Yeah. The old Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Do you think about taking steroids?
Absolutely, 90s. I wasn't at it. No, it was 2000s.
2000. We grew up in the 90s watching like the Mark McGwire.
Mm.
Feel like anyone getting into baseball and then you're in high school, you'd think about it.
Yeah. You know what I learned about the Mark McGwire thing? That Lonely Island video?
The Bash Brothers.
Yeah, the Bash Brothers. That's how I didn't know that was like a real thing.
What, the Bash Brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't even know it was that was a real thing, yeah. Yeah, there's I'm sure there's a lot of people who learn about sports things through like movies and stuff made about them.
Mm.
Every time there's a new wrestling movie that comes out, somebody is like asking me questions after Iron Claw, they're like, "Wait, so did this really happen?" Like, I know, like people now
like you were there at the time.
Yeah. Or just people will now know about the Von Erich brothers because Zac Efron played one of them. Yeah. Or Mickey Rourke playing some wrestler in a movie. Mm. All of a sudden people are like... I remember people coming up to me being like, "Oh, I didn't realize that stuff really hurts." I'm like, "You saw me with a broken foot. Did you think I made it up?"
We just thought you were really bad at wrestling.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, though. I thought you was... When Jalon broke your hand,
yeah.
I thought that you was acting.
Oh, a lot of people did not think I was. It was really broken.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah.
Well, because I immediately turned into, like, focus of, like, what do we have to do? And people were like, "You didn't seem like you were that hurt." I'm like, "Well, I mean,
Buster Lawn is so out of shape. That's the thing.
He's heavy. He just put all of his weight onto it. And I was at, like, a bad angle, so I just had, like, 250 pounds on my arm hanging off the stool.
That's nothing, dude. You should have been able to recover. If you're half the man you claimed you were.
I remember Wolfgang Hunter told me later, he said you just had a fat UPS driver throw all of his weight onto your arm.
come back from it.
Well, because yeah, we had arm wrestled 6 months earlier, and I won easily.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he'd been working out or figured out a new strategy. Well, you were there that night.
I was there that night. Yeah,
I never remember who, because it was so early in the show. I didn't see and say, hey, what's up to everybody who was there. So I don't remember. A lot of people tell me they were there, and I didn't even like see them. I hadn't seen them. Yeah, I knew some of the people who like helped me out. It was funny because it was Halloween, so I just had people in costume helping me out after. It's like a Luke Davis in a bunny rabbit with bunny ears is like getting me whiskey and ice. And there's like someone else with like, I don't even know, like Batman is helping call an Uber for me. But yeah.
You didn't have Hitler like coming.
Yeah, we had people dressing up as Hitler for Halloween.
Uber,
Yeah, that was, so when it happened, you just thought, that's not real.
I was like, yeah, dude, like, Jalan told him to, like, act like he's in pain.
How do you think we made the loud snapping sound?
Oh, dude, I didn't even hear the snapping.
You didn't?
Nah.
I have a video of it. You can hear it on the video.
Holy shit.
That was, when it first happened, I looked up because I thought someone threw, like, a bottle against the wall. Because I just heard the loud snap. And then looked down and saw my arm, and then saw Jalan screaming. It was like, fuck. But yeah, I immediately knew. So then I was just like, very much like, turn my brain off and like, just focus on like, what do we do next? How do I get to the next step to get to a hospital or something? But because I had never broken like a bone like that. But I'd seen it happen before.
Yeah, man, it woke my eyes up that. Not to mess with Jalan.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. Riyadh, where can people find you? Where can we see you next?
Where can you see me next? People don't book me. People hate me.
Oh, really?
Why do people hate you?
Matt, book him on CFC right now.
No, I don't want to do comedy. I love y'all. Yeah, dude. I feel like if I get into my feelings, and I'm going to end up, like, going to a murderous rampage on that person.
So who don't you like so I can match you up against them? I'll match you up against Jalan.
Yeah.
If you murder him, I'll be like, things happen.
There you go. That Nicole Arbor chick, like, match you up with her.
Oh, okay. There you go.
My name, Riyadh Carroll, Insta, Twitter, Cash App, Venmo.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
That's how you know he's black. He said Cash App before Venmo.
That's right, dude. Hell yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you next time.
Yeah.